we've developed a specialized new way of doing the xenograft in which the behavior of human melanomas, the deadliest form of skin cancer, is predictive of clinical outcome in the patients. That means that if the melanoma is going to spread and form aggressive disease in the patient, it will spread and form aggressive disease in the mice. And if it's not going to spread in the patient and will be cured, it will also not spread very effectively in the mice.
So you've developed a model now that'll give you an accurate prediction of how the cancer will spread in the human body.
That's right. And the important thing about that is that it gives us the ability now to study the molecular mechanisms that regulate the ability of skin cancer cells to spread around the body. And once we understand those mechanisms, we can develop new therapies to try to better treat the disease.
It is interesting that you're maybe just getting to this point. I mean, skin cancer is regarded as the most common form of cancer in the U.S., and so therefore, I'm sure there's been tons of research done before now. So what has stood in the way of getting to this point?
On one hand, there have been a lot of advances in that we have a number of new therapies for melanoma that are effective in patients. The problem is that the therapies that we have don't cure very many patients, and so there's still a long way to go. And curing any kind of disease is a very complicated problem that requires a lot of research to understand the biological basis of the disease so that we can try to intervene rationally to defeat it.
What was the point at which you realized that this was actually going to work?
Well, we noticed that when we took melanomas from patients and transplanted them into mice, we saw big differences in the way that they behaved. Some of them spread very rapidly. Some of them didn't spread at all. So we went back to the physicians that provided us the melanomas and asked them to look at whether they saw any differences in the patients. And the first time we put up our list side by side of the behavior of the tumors in the mice versus the behavior of the tumors in the patients, we were shocked because the lists were almost identical. That's when we first saw the correlation. And on one hand, it was a breakthrough because no one had ever seen this before in a xenograft model. But on the other hand, it was a difficult moment because we realized that the mice could tell us before the physicians and the patients would know who was going to die and who wasn't going to die. And there was nothing we could do about it at that point.
What was it that led you to begin this?
My lab historically has done a lot of work studying mechanisms that regulate stem cell function. And we studied the stem cells that give rise to melanocytes during development. And melanocytes are the cells that transform into melanoma. And so we thought that some of the techniques that we had developed to study the normal stem cells might be transferable and allow us to study melanoma in new ways and get new insights, and that's turned out to be true.
So where will you go with this? What are the possibilities ahead of us now that you've developed this model?
Well, we really didn't like that feeling of knowing that we could predict what was going to happen in the patients but not having anything we could do about it. So there's new ideas coming out of our studies in these mice every day because the ability to study the biology in the mice profoundly expands what we're able to do.